兄姐妹，我们感谢神，我们登山宝训差不多快讲完了哈。
So brothers and sisters, we thank God we're almost finished the Sermon on the Mount.
我们也花了蛮长一段时间。
We spent a long time for it.
我不知道你们前面的还记不记得。
I don't know if you still remember what we talked about before.
那么今天呢，我们要看一段，可以说是把我们前面看过的，差不多算是一个总结哈。
So today we're about to see like a summary of what we have discussed earlier.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们要满心的感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we want to thank you wholeheartedly.
若不是你所成就的事情。
For what you have accomplished.
若不是靠着你。
If it's not because of you.
我们也不会明白你所说的。
We would not be able to understand.
我们也不会懂圣经上所讲的。我们如果能真的是能了解，也是完全是照着人的意思来了解。
Even we can understand, we are understanding according to our mind.
我们并没有照着你的意思来了解。
我们 want to understand from you.
若不是你自己圣灵住在我们里面。
If it's not your spirit indwelling us.
若不是你的圣灵赐给我们智慧和启示。
If it's not your spirit, give us wisdom and inspiration.
我们没有一个人能够明白你所说的。
Not anyone of us can understand what you have said.
我们明白了之后能够照着去做。
After we understand, we can do it.
也是完全是你自己的恩典。
It's also your own grace.
我们能够唱诗。
We can sing hymns.
我们能够祷告。
We can pray.
我们能够聚在一起。
We can be the meeting together.
都是你自己让我们能够做的。
This is all you have made us able to do.
我们靠着我们自己，我们没有办法。
According to our own ability, we cannot do anything.
我们真的是像诗歌里面所说的，我们是 wretched.
Just like the songs, how wretched.
我们是很贫穷的。
We are very poor.
我们也很可怜的在你面前，但是你却把你丰富的恩典赐给我们。不但是主耶稣，你也让我们知道你的律法，所以让我们真的是很宝贵，让我们知道我们自己是个罪人。
So precious, so we know that we are sinners.
除了你自己为我们预备的救恩，
other than what you have prepared for our salvation,
我们没有一个人可以自己救我们自己。
None of us can save ourselves.
我们也没有一个人可以夸口。
We have none can boast.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
真的是求你自己。让我们弟兄姐妹听了你的道，能够肯定他们的救恩。
So we ask you to help us. Once we hear your words, we can be assured of our salvation.
当我们读你话语的时候，我们也能够看见亮光。
As we read your words, we can see the light.
照明我们里面的黑暗。
Shine into our darkness.
我们也能够有生命上的改变。
So we may have changes in our life.
在生活当中有改变。
In our daily lives, we have changes.
这就是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们今天按从第六节到十二节，第七章马太福音。
Today we're going to study chapter 7 from verses 6 to 12.
那么第六节呢，通常是比较不知道附在前面呢，还是附在后面。
So from verse 6, we don't know whether it should be attached to the former section or the latter section.
但是我自己是觉得说，他在这里，我把它附在第七节到十二节哈。
So I attached them from verse 7 to 12.
那么在这里，主耶稣告诉我们什么呢？
What did Jesus tell us here?
他要我们能够分辨。
Told us how to discern.
分辨什么呢？
What to discern?
我们过去常常听到就是说，哦，如果有人反对你的福音，如果有人辱骂你的福音，你就不要告诉他福音了。
So we hear that if somebody who despise your gospel, if they don't value it, then don't tell them.
可能也是。
Maybe that is true.
但是我们从教会历史上，我们从圣经上面，我们看见一个人物。
But through the history, we see a figure in the.
这个人物是，这个人物是神很重用的一个人。
This is what had been used by God.
很极力的反对。
Witnessed very much strong opposition.
而且甚至逼迫教会。
And he even persecuted.
把基督徒抓起来下在监里。
So he imprisoned all the Christians.
那么，我自己是觉得说这一段话可能不是那个意思。
So I don't think this passage means that.
我觉得在这里，主耶稣是要我们知道怎么分辨什么是神看为圣洁的。
Jesus teaches us how to discern what is holy.
主耶稣在这里要我们能够分辨什么是神看为珍贵的。
And to be able to discern what is precious in God's eyes.
当然，他在这里告诉我们说，一个是为圣，另外一个是珍珠哈。
And one he says is a holy thing, the other one is a pearl.
珍珠是很宝贵的，对不对？
Is pearl very?
姐妹们，你们都知道，对不对？
I'm sure you all know.
你们也能够看得出来真假哈。
You can tell the truth and the false ones.
我觉得，如果说我们从启示录里面，特别是从二十章以后，我们就看见那个新圣城耶路撒冷，它就是有珍珠在里面。
If we study the Revelation, especially after chapter 20, you can see in the New Jerusalem there are real pearls in it.
那么那些珍珠是谁呢？
So who are those pearls?
就是神所拯救的。
Those are what God thinks.
就是神看为宝贵的。
What God thinks precious.
那么在这里，主耶稣就是要我们知道怎么分辨什么是圣的，什么是神所宝贵的。
So here.Lord Jesus can tell us to discern what is holy, what is precious in God's eyes.
兄弟姐妹，你就是圣的。
So brothers and sisters,
你就是宝，
you are holy,
你就是宝贵的。
And you are precious.
不要随随便便把你自己放在罪里面。
So don't easily put yourself into sin.
那么当然，我们从主耶稣传道的时候的背景来看。
If we look from the background of Jesus' ministry,
我们看见这些犹太人当主耶稣传道给他们的时候，
we see those Jews after Jesus gave them the good news.
那么他们极力的反对，
so they strongly oppose.
特别是这些法利赛人和文士，
especially those scribes and the Pharisees.
他们到一个地步，
to the point.
你看他们拼命的想要守律法。
They want to follow the law.
但是他们却不知道分辨什么是圣。
And yet they do not know how to discern.
他们说他们自己是守圣洁的人。
They say themselves are holy people.
但是这位圣洁的耶稣站在他们面前的时候，他们完全没有办法辨认。
But they cannot recognize the completely holy Christ in front of them.
主耶稣所看重的东西，他们是完全不看重的。
So what is important to Jesus is not important to them.
所以这是我从第六节，我想要跟大家分享的。
This is what I want to share with you from verse.
那么这个跟我们后面有什么关系呢？
What relationship with what's going to follow?
这就是让我们知道。我们祈求的时候要求什么东西？
This teaches us when we are praying, what to pray for.
那么我们要认识什么是圣洁的？
We need to know, recognize.
或者是说神看为圣洁的？
What God thinks.
或者是说神看为宝贵的？
Or what considers precious.
我们一定要认识神。
We need to know God.
一个没有圣灵在他里面的。他跟神是没有关系的，他是不会认识神的。
So the one who does not have the Holy Spirit in him, he has no relationship with God.
但是我们认识神的。
He does not know.
我们是属于神的，因为我们有神的基督的灵在我们里面。
We belong to God because we have the Spirit of Christ in us.
所以我们跟他就好像儿女与父母亲之间的关系。
So our relationship to him is like children and parents.
特别是父亲。
Especially father.
对不起啊，母亲，我没有不看重你们。
But sorry, we're not despising the mothers.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，母亲是帮助父亲的。
Because the Bible teaches us that the mothers are helpers to fathers.
很多时候姐妹们很不服气这一句话。
Many times sisters don't like this.
但是如果我们仔细想一下。
But if we think carefully.
如果你是一个帮助，就是有一个人他需要你的帮助。
It's somebody who needs your help.
那么你一定比他厉害，对不对？
So you must be better than him.
所以如果你是你的丈夫的帮手的话。
If you are the helper to your husband.
想想看，其实你比他厉害。
Actually, you're better than him.
你懂的事情也比他多。
You understand more.
你能力也比他好。
You have better strength.
同意不同意啊？
Do you agree?
姐妹们同意的举手。
Sisters, if you agree, would you raise your hand?
哦呀，感谢神啊，越老的越会举啊，是不是？因为他们很清楚知道他们的丈夫是怎么样。
So, the sisters, you know clearly what your husbands are like.
这是神的安排，这是神的计划。
This is God's plan.
所以姐妹们不要轻看你们自己哈。
So, do not despise yourself, sisters.
做父亲的。
For fathers.
你跟你的儿女的关系怎么样？
How's your relationship with your children?
我们接下去继续看啊。
I continue to read.
在第七节到第八节，这是另外一个命令。
In verse 7 and 8, it's another commandment.
他说你们一定要祈求。
You must ask.
你们一定要寻找。
You must seek.
你们一定要叩门。
You must knock.
而且是一个现在式的。
This is the present tense.
所以意思就是说你要不断的祈求不断的寻找不断的叩门。
So you continue to ask, continue to pray and continue to seek.
我觉得这个地方的重点不是在告诉我们说哦好啦所以我们开了一张空头支票不是空头支票开了一张 blank 的 check, 对不对然后就上面说 OK, 随便你去填啊。
So this doesn't mean give us just an open check, you can fill in the amount as you wish.
不是这样子的。
It's not that.
这个地方他在让我们知道我们所祈求我们所寻找我们所叩门的这一个对象是谁。
Here the teacher said, the ones we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking, what is the object?
他是非常非常慷慨非常非常大方。
He's a very generous person.
他一点都不吝啬。
He's not stingy.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他把他自己独生的爱子都赐给我们了。
Because even give us his only.
难道他会很吝啬的，会把其他的东西不给我们吗
？If he can do that, would he so stingy would give other things?
他一定会给的。
He will give us.
这个是主耶稣告诉我们要不断的寻求啊，不断的祈求，不断的寻找，不断的叩门。
This is what he tells us: continue to ask, continue to pray.
这是我们的把握。
This is.Our confidence.
接下去他在第九节到十一节啊他用了一个比方。
In verse 9 and 11, there's a parable.
他说你们中间虽有儿子求饼饭给他石头呢求鱼饭给他蛇呢你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。在这里他说你们虽然不好啊其实你去看英文的时候他说你们是 evil.
So here it says, even though you are being evil,
我有一次在我们教会跟英语部跟他们讲道。
Once I was preaching to a couple.
他们规定就是在讲这一段。
They would teach you, want me to teach
you. 我就讲到说，我说哇，我说你们知道，圣经上告诉我们说，你们是 evil.
But the Bible tells me to tell you that you are evil.
你知道谁在笑吗？谁在笑吗
？Do you know who was laughing?
所有的青少年全部都笑。
All the youth talk, laugh.
对我们也可以想象啊，我们做父母的，特别是父亲，在他们青少年心中是什么样的。
So we can imagine what the youth think about their father.
但是接下去他说，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把好东西给求他的人吗
？So not your father who is in heaven shall give you what is good.
这是一个对比。
This is a
所以让我们看见这位神他真的是一位至善至美至尊的神
so this God who is the most highly and most kind and most true
我们称他为天父
we call him heavenly father
他一定会把好东西给人。
He will give good things to people.
兄姐妹，你要看啊，在这里，他决定什么是好东西。
Here, he decides what is good.
不是我们在那里决定什么是好东西。
It's not what we decide what is good.
这是我们一方面我们所看见的。
There's one thing we can see.
另外一方面我们看见的。
The other part we can see.
就是我们这位天父，他是全能的。
His heavenly Father who's omnipotent.
刚才我们说他是非常非常慷慨，非常非常大方，非常不吝啬的一位神。
He said that's a very generous and not stingy person.
他是也是有能力的神。
He is a very capable.
他会把最好的东西给我们。
He gave us the best.
我们在地上做父亲的，有时候都没有这个能力，对不对
？As a father on earth, we sometimes cannot even have the ability, right?
有的时候我们也不知道什么东西是最好的给我们的儿女。
Sometimes we do not know what's best.
但是我们的儿女又吵又闹，结果没办法，只好给了他们。
So but our children they fight, they cry for us, so we give to them.
但是我们的天父不一样。
But our heavenly Father is different.
他是无所不知的。
He is omniscient.
所以他知道什么东西是好的。
He knows what is good.
所以他也决定不会随随便便给我们不好的东西。
He will just carelessly give us something that's not good.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
他知道什么是好东西。
He knows what is good.
他知道什么东西是对我们有益处的。
He knows what is good for us.
他知道什么东西是会害我们的。
He knows what can harm us.
那么在这里他告诉我们说，他说你们一定要不断的祈求，不断的寻找，不断的不断的寻找，不断的叩门。
He tells that we should continue to ask, continue to seek, continue to knock.
所以他要求我们要我们所有的东西我们都是从他那里得来的。
He tell us that all the things we have comes from him.
他是我们唯一的依靠。
He is our only dependent.
我们也知道他能够供应我们。
He can provide for us.
因为他告诉我们，从他那里来的都是好的，都是善的。
Because he said, whatever comes from him are good.
虽然很多时候并不一定中我们的意。
Even though it may not meet our requirements.
但是他知道那是对我们好的。
But he knows it's good for us.
那么他告诉我们说，你们一定要不断的祈求，不断的寻找，不断的叩门。他就是告诉我们要祷告。
So he will not continue to do everything is we make sure we can find it.
我们要多交流跟他。
We need to have more fellowship with him.
祷告让我们跟神有一个密切的关系。
When we pray, we have an intimate relationship with God.
弟兄姐妹，神最高兴的一件事情就是我们完完全全依靠他。
So God is happy, very happy when we can depend on him completely.
一个会祷告的人，一个愿意祷告的人，一个经常祷告的人，就让我们知道这个人是完完全全依靠神的。
The one who knows how to pray, who wants to pray, and who continually pray is the kind of person who continues to depend on the God.
这个人他就是把神当成他唯一的所有的资源的来源。
So he considers God is the source of all what his resources.
这种人是会得神喜悦的。
So then we can be pleasing to God.
那么旧约里面以色列人他们出的问题就在这里。
The problem of the Israelites in Old Testament is right here.
他们没有得到神的喜悦。
They did not please God.
因为他们不把神当成唯一的神。
They did not regard God as the only God.
不尊重他，不依靠他。
They don't depend on him, they do not respect.
所以我们从先知书里面我们看见神指责他们就是不信他。
So in the prophets, God rebuked them if they do not believe in him.
所以他要我们经常的祷告，不停的祷告，不断的祷告。
So he wants us to always pray, continually pray.
然后跟他有交通，跟他有交流。
And have fellowship with him.
你知道当我们真的是把这位神当成唯一，全心全意相信他是我们唯一的供应者，唯一能够满足我们的，我们的祷告一定会持续。
So when we consider God is the only one that we can depend on, He's the only source, then our prayer shall continue and be effective.
我们的祷告才会真切。
So our prayer can be only that way to be genuine.
我们的祷告才会不停的。
So our prayer will not stop.
那么在这里面他又告诉我们了, 他把最好的东西给我们, 对不对?
Here tells us, give us the best things.
我就在想, 什么是神认为最好的事情呢?
What does God consider is the best?
我从路加福音里面看了, 我就能够看见, 就是说, 神认为最好的东西就是我们能够, 他能够得着我们, 我们能够得着他。
So what in book, Luke, I get the need of thinking that what God considers the best is when we can have Him and He can have us.
我们从他差遣他的独生爱子来到这个世界上, 我们就能够明白。
We can understand this from when He sent His only begotten Son to this world.
就是我们人能够重生。
So we can be regenerated.
就是我们人能够被称为义。
So we can be justified.
就是我们人能够被称为圣洁。
So we can be sanctified.
就是我们人能够进入神的国。
So we can enter God's kingdom.
就是我们人能够享受神的荣耀。
So we can enjoy God's glory.
或者是说分享神的荣耀。 所以在路加福音里面告诉我们说, 耶稣, 这同样的一段经文, 但是在那个地方他就说, 他说你们要求圣灵。
So the same passage in Luke, he tells us we need to ask for the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵赐下来之后, 我们才能够与基督联合。
Only after we receive the Holy Spirit, we can be united with Christ.
我们才能够住在基督里面。
We can be abiding in Christ.
我们才能够跟神联合。
We can be united with God.
因为基督与他联合的。
Because Christ is united with God.
你有圣灵在你的里面吗?
Is there Holy Spirit in you?
路加福音11章那边, 主耶稣就告诉他们, 他说, 我把最好的东西给你们, 接下去他就说, 你们要求圣灵。
So in Luke, he says, I give you the best things, and next he says, you have to seek the Holy Spirit.
我们暑假的时候, 我们在教会里面, 我开了一个主日学, 那么我们就是讲圣灵, 认识圣灵和他的工作。
So in the summer, we had a Sunday school. The topic is Know Holy Spirit and its work.
弟兄姐妹,我们不是讲灵恩,所谓的灵恩运动的事情。
We're not talking about the charismatic.
我们真的是认识这位圣灵,他是神。
We know that this Holy Spirit is God.
我们认识这位圣灵,他所做的工作。
We know His work.
所以我们才能够明白保罗路加在那边所讲的我们要求圣灵。
Then we can understand what Luke meant we need to seek.
所以神就会把圣灵赐给我们。
So God will give us the Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书那边就告诉我们说, 他说我们要被圣灵充满。
So in Paul says we should be filled with Holy Spirit.
我们一听到这个地方的时候, 我们就会很怕。
When we heard this, we're kind of scared.
我们就会想到灵恩派的事情。
We think about the charismatic.
弟兄姐妹,我不是灵恩派。
So we are not charismatic.
圣经上保罗讲那句话, 它是一个命令句。
But what Paul said is imperative.
那么我自己的了解, 从圣经上面看, 其实那个地方就是圣灵要我们完全被他管理。
Which means the Holy Spirit wants us to be totally controlled.
他住在你的里面, 不是就是说, 哦, 好, 我有一个地方睡觉, 我一个住在这边就够了。
When we say He indwells us, doesn't mean He just have a place to sleep.
他要完全被他管理。
We have to be totally controlled by Him.
圣灵已经住在你的里面。
The Spirit is already in you.
因为你信耶稣所成就的事情。
Because you believe in what things that Jesus has done.
所以圣灵住在你的里面是一个不能推翻的事实。
So we cannot deny that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
接下去。
Continue.
他要完全的管理你。
He wants to control you completely.
我们刚才听到张弟兄英文的翻译, 那个是很对的，他就是要 control 你。
The word is to control.
我们一听到被人家 control， 我们心里马上就有抵触。
So we do not like to be controlled by people.
我们觉得说我是自由的。
I think I'm free.
小孩子不希望父母亲 control 他们。
Children do not like parents to control them.
我们也不希望别人 control 我们。
We don't want other people to control us.
但是圣灵要 control 你。
But the Holy Spirit wants to control you.
如果你不让他管理，
you do not like him control.
你就是属肉身的。
Then you are in flesh.
你不是属他的。
Then you do not belong to him.
这是保罗在罗马书第八章里面讲的清清楚楚的。
This is clearly taught by Paul in chapter 8 of Romans.
我们真的是需要悔改。
We really need to repent.
我们对圣灵不清楚。
We may not understand the Holy Spirit.
我们以为它只是一个力量。
We think it's just a force.
我今天我需要知道我要去哪里。
I need to know where I'm going.
所以我来找他，请你告诉我。
So we ask the genie to tell us.
我今天我是要生男孩还是生女孩？
Am I gonna have a boy or a girl?
所以我们需要他来告诉我们。
So we want him to tell us.
我今天可能需要找对象。
We're looking for a spouse.
所以呢，我要来找他来告诉我。
We'll seek him to tell me.
其他的时间，你有你的事情，我有我的事情。
At the other times, you have your things, I have mine.
我不要你管我。
I don't want you to.
这个跟拜菩萨一模一样。
This is the same as worship the Buddha.
我们需要的时候就来求他。
When we need it, we come.
我们不需要的时候，你走你的，我走我的。
When we, I don't need you, you do your way, I go mine.
如果你是这样子的话，
If you are like this,
你需要认罪悔改。
You need to confess and repent.
我们中间有很多做父亲的。
There are many fathers in here.
我要问的就是你跟女儿你之间的关系是什么。
So I want to ask you, how's your relationship with your children?
你知道我自己在教会里面做牧师做了这么多年。
I've been the pastor in the church for many years.
我在教会里面跟很多年轻人谈过。
I have talked with the young people.
他们心里面有一个所谓的呐喊。
So there is kind of knot in them.
他有一个 cry 在他们里面。他们真的是希望他们跟他们的父亲之间有一个很亲密的关系。
So they hope they have an intimate relationship with their father.
但是很可惜的。
But it is pitiful.
你知道这个影响小孩子他很多的思想观念。
This may affect how the children may think and their concept.
有一对父子
they are father and son.
这个父亲他不知道他儿子心里面的这个希望
the father does not know what the son is wishing for.
所以这个小孩这个男孩很不高兴很不喜乐
so this son is not very happy.
从小在教会里面长大
grew up in the church.
但是他跟他的父亲之间没有什么关系的。
But he does not have a relationship with his father.
他没有时间，他的父亲没有时间跟他交流。
His father has no time to fellowship with him.
没有时间跟他沟通。
No, not time to communicate.
我问他，我说你跟你父亲之间讲些什么事情？
So, so what do you talk?
他说我们之间只讲三件事情。
We only talk about three things.
而且通常是在车子里面讲。
Usually we're talking when driving the car.
比方说他带我去打球的时候
If he take me to the ball game,
或者是他带我去做什么事情的时候
or take me to do something.
三件事情他就问我你的房间有没有整理好
Did you clean up your room?
你自己有没有爱干净
Are you clean?
你的功课有没有做好
You finish your homework.
你钢琴有没有弹好
Did you play your piano right?
我说还有其他的事情吗
Any other things?
他说没有了。
No, nothing.
我问他，我说你想不想认识你的父亲？
Do you want to know your father?
他停了一下。
He stopped.
他就告诉我，他说我真的是很想认识我的父亲。
He truly wants to know him.
你知道我们很多时候我们成长的过程就是这个样子。
So many times the way we're growing up just like this.
但在这里主耶稣说，他说你们要不断的祈求，不断的寻找，不断的叩门。
But here Jesus says you need to continue to ask, continue to pray, continue to knock.
他也要我们跟他维持一个非常亲密的关系。
He wants us to keep a very intimate relationship with him.
我们中间做父亲的也是一样。
So the same for the fathers.
你要知道这件事情。
You need to know this.
记得我女儿十几岁的时候，大女儿，她就告诉我。
I remember my elder daughter was about a teenager.
她说 ，Daddy。
She said, 爸爸。
她说好像我没有办法跟你沟通。
It's hard for me to communicate with you.
那个真的是好像一个棒子把我打醒了。
So it's just like I got hit on my head.
结果那一次我们两个彼此。我就跟他认错认罪。
So at that time I confessed to her.
他也哭，我也哭。
She cried and I cried.
我想最难的就是一个父亲在自己的女儿或者是儿子面前哭啊。
I think it's very difficult for a father to cry before the children.
而且是承认自己的错。
And confess our sin.
我们中间有做父亲的。
So for many fathers in our midst.
我要鼓励你。在神面前去想这件事情。
I encourage you to think this before God.
就是在教会里面，我发现很多的父亲，这是他们重要的角色哈。很多的父亲没有办法跟子女交谈属灵方面的事情。
In the church, it's very important, but many fathers cannot talk about the spiritual things with their children.
你知道这是教会的悲剧。
You know, this is a tragedy in the church.
所以我们做父亲的，如果你有这样子的，你要认罪悔改。
If we have fathers like this, I think we should confess and repent.
也许你的父亲也是这个样子，跟你的关系。
If your father was like that,
你要学会怎么样去原谅他。
You have to learn how to forgive him.
因为他也不知道怎么样跟你交通。
Because he doesn't know how to communicate with you.
但是你现在有主的灵在你的里面。
But now.You have God's Spirit in you.
主的话提醒你。
And God's Word will remind you.
你要认罪悔改。
You ought to confess and repent.
最后一节。
The last point.
十二节他说，所以就是把前面的做一个总结。
So in verse 12 it says, therefore.
我们一起念好不好？
Let's read together.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。因为这就是律法和先知的道理。那么在这里的道理上面有点点点的，所以我们知道是不是原文是没有这三个字的。那么在这里主耶稣讲什么？主耶稣说，神我们的天父，他把最好的给了我们。
Here Jesus says our heavenly father give us the best things.
所以我们也应该像他一样。
So we should be like him.
我们要把最好的给别人。
We want to give the best to others.
把别人放在重要的地位。
Put others in an important place.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
所以我们应该照他的样子而活。
So we should live according to his example.
我们如果希望别人怎么样对我们好，
We want other people to treat us nicely.
我们也要同样的去对待别人。
We should treat them the same way.
你知道我们这一句话通常我们是用反面的来了解。
Usually we try to understand this passage.
对不对？我们孔子说什么呢？
What did Confucius say?
他说己所不欲，勿施于人。
What you don't like, don't give to others.
这是反面的。
So this is negative.
我告诉你。你如果去看其他的经书，比方说这个佛经啊，还有其他的，都是一样的，都是反面的。
If you read other kind of religion, it's the same.
就是
talk about negative.
就是你不喜欢的，你不要去给别人。
What you don't like, don't give to other people.
主耶稣在这里讲的是不是这个样子？
But Jesus said it's not the same.
主耶稣说讲的就是你喜欢的，你要给别人。
So Jesus, what you like, you give them.
你认为最好的你要给别人。
What the best you have to give to people.
他说这就是律法和先知。
So this is the law and the prophet.
律法和先知讲什么？
What does the law and prophet talk about?
就是神要把最好的给我们。
It shall God will give us the best.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哎，我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
我们也不知道说什么。
We don't know what to say.
因为真的是你所做的，你所说的，让我们惊讶。
Because what you have said, what you have done are so awesome to us.
你让我们存着一个谦卑的心来到你的面前。
Let us come before you with a humble heart.
特别为我们中间做父亲的祷告。
Especially pray for the fathers in our midst.
祝你坚强我们的父亲。
Strengthen us.
让我们的家庭也坚强。
So that our family will be strong in you.
能够抵挡。撒旦的攻击。
So we can fight against attack from Satan.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.